TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Jennifer Garner here, guest hosting today on TED Talks Daily. Here's a talk from TED fellow Naomi Mwara, an organizer and entrepreneur from Kenya who is fighting gender violence through innovations in public transportation systems.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Kenya, buses are commonly known as matatus. They're everywhere, and I mean everywhere. And they form a very crucial part of Kenyans' urban life. They are fun, colorfully painted buses with graffiti that depict what is going on in Kenya and the world at large. They are informal and affordable ways for Kenyans to get around and are used by the vast majority as the main mode of transportation. But they have a couple of flaws. They can be a bit too loud, drive on the wrong side of the road to avoid traffic, and can be inaccessible for women, children, and people with disabilities. Back in the 90s, my family was in the matatu business and ran a popular graffiti matatu called Gridlocked. Gridlocked was an American black comedy film starring the popular rapper Tupac Shakur. My uncles loved Tupac, and as a result, I can still sing along to most of his songs. 7 years ago, I stepped into the family business. And I brought a twist with me, a feminist perspective. And this is what informs this perspective. Women all over the world face sexual harassment while using public transport. In Kenya, 88% of women have experienced harassment while using public transportation. Unfortunately, we Kenyans are not alone. In a 2014 study conducted in the US, public transportation was the second most common place for street harassment. This percentage is even higher in Cairo, Egypt, where a whopping 95% of women have experienced harassment while using public transportation. This percentage ranges all over the world, but there's not a single transport system where women do not face this type of harassment. This leads to a massive financial loss for women, more commute time as they try to avoid dangerous routes, and eventually they drop out of a system that isn't built for them and doesn't cater to their travel needs. So instead of women using affordable and environmentally sustainable public transportation to work, school, and social events, they use their hard-earned and saved monies on safer but much more expensive means of transportation that leaves them out of building savings to ensure financial independence. I cringe when newspaper headlines read, "Let's get rid of matatus," because millions of commuters would be stranded and thousands of youths unemployed. They say the system doesn't work, let's get rid of it. But I say no, we have a lot to work with and we need to put in the work. For the past 7 years, we've worked with over 1,000 plus public transport operators, 2,000 transport stakeholders, and over 150 women professionals in the industry. The interventions that have yielded great impact are driven by research findings and working with public transport organizations to change the existing systems. One way we are doing this is by offering trainings on how to improve commuter experience. For example, it used to be that buses would unexpectedly change their route, either to avoid traffic or the police. and women would find themselves in totally unknown neighborhoods. But now, buses are required to display their route map, fare charts, and contact details of how and whom to report any incidences. We've also been actively recruiting and shining a spotlight on women professionals working in the industry so more women can join. When more women work in the industry, they are in positions to make changes. So we've created a community and an active network of women professionals working in the Nairobi metropolitan area who meet regularly and attend professional development courses. Women who are joining the industry have a real voice now. We have a stronger network, more and more expertise, and more money is being put into researching gender-based violence that plague women as they go about their day. So, instead of getting rid of matatus, let's understand travel habits. Let's train on how to improve commuter experience. Let's change behavior. Let's train on and adopt sexual harassment policies. And let's hire a more diverse workforce. Just like myself and my family, I believe public transportation can be the preferred mode of transport and workplace for millions of Kenyans.
Hello, Chris Anderson, head of TED here. That talk was by one of our impressive TED Fellows. The TED Fellows program recognizes local leaders and equips them to make change on the global stage. There's a possibility you could be one of them. Learn more at ted.com/fellows and apply today to join the program. That's ted.com/fellows.